Shalom Aleichem Kinderlech. We're in the month of Elul, and in the 10th of Elul is the yard site of a great tzaddik. His name was Reb Pinchas of Koritz. Reb Pinchas of Koritz was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov and a friend of the Mezritch Magid. The Alter Rebbe considered him one of his teachers, one of his Rebbes. Alter Rebbe spent a little time by Reb Pinchas Koritzer and learned from him how to serve Hashem. So the story is like this. Reb Pinchas Koritzer lived for a while in a city called Ostra. Ostra, there was a Rav, a great tzaddik, whose name was Reb Yeva. Reb Pinchas Koritzer never went to a funeral, to a levaya. That was his minhag. He gave a reason, which is hard to understand. He says why he doesn't go to a levaya, although it's a big mitzvah to go halvoya sames, to accompany the mess, the dead person, where we take him to the graveside to be buried in the Beis HaKvoris, in the cemetery. It's a mitzvah to walk with the mess all the way to his place where they bury him. But he didn't go. He said something like, I don't see the person in the bed where they carry him. I can't see him. Not sure what that means, but that's what he would say. He would never go. Once a man died in Austria. That man was a tailor. He was a well-known tailor, but he was well-known not for good reasons. He was well-known because he was a big Rasha. He did a lot of averes, a lot of averes. He did averes like eating treif, because his business to make clothes, he was a tailor, so he made clothes. So the pritzim, you know the poritz, the big poritz, there were a lot of pritzim in the whole area. They would invite him to their palace that he would make clothes for them, for their wives and children. And they would invite him to their palace and they would offer him food. And he would eat it because his yetzer hara was very big. And he didn't know how to say no, right? I'm a Jew, I'm not supposed to eat treif. He didn't feel comfortable saying that, so he would eat the food until he ate it once, twice, three times, until it became normal for him to eat tray food. And everybody knew in the city that this tailor eats tray food. He does many averes because he does business with all these goyim, the pritzim. So when he died, there was a minig in Austria that whenever a person died, the shamish of the community, the shamish of the shul, would go from door to door to all the houses and knock on the door and say, there's a levaya, somebody just died. And people would come because it's a mitzvah to go escort the body to the gravesite. And he also, this shamish, when the tailor died, he went and knocked on all the doors. He also knocked on the door of the Reb Pinchas Koritzer. Reb Pinchas Koritzer said, what's going on? And the shamash said, oh, somebody died. And the levaya is going to be today. He says, who died? Reb Pinchas asked. And the shamash said, it's that tailor, you know, the famous tailor, who's a Russia, bad person, does so many averes. It's his levaya. Reb Pinchas says, oh, his levaya? Can you tell me when the levaya starts? Because I'd like to come. I'd like to participate and be in his levaya. Shamash was so shocked. He knew that Reb Pinchas never went to any levayas for whatever reason. He had a reason. And here he goes, he says, no, I want to know when the levaya starts. I want to come and be part of the levaya. Go and walk together with everybody to give covered respect to the person that died. So the Shamash said, good, I'll let you know. Meanwhile, he went also to other houses and knocked on the doors. And then he came to the Rav's house, Reb Yeva, the great tzaddik Reb Yeva, and knocked on his doors too. And he said, you know, the tailor just died. We're going to bury him. The levaya is going to be today. And we'd like the Rav to know. And Reb Yeva says, and the man says to Reb Yeva, I was just by Reb Pinchas Koritzer. And when I told him that this tailor died, he says he wants to come to the levaya, even though he never goes to any levaya. So Rabbi Yehuda said, oh, Rabbi Pinchas Korzer wants to go to this Levaya. I'm also going to go. I want to see what's going to happen. Why does he want to go to this Levaya? This man was a Rasha. Why does he want to give him so much honor? So when the Levaya came, started, they sent a messenger to Rabbi Pinchas and to Rabbi Yehuda. The Levaya is starting. And Reb Pinchas came to the Levaya and also did Reb Yehuda. And they went all the way to the cemetery and they buried this person. On the way back, Reb Yehuda turns to Reb Pinchas and says, What's the reason you wanted to go to his Levaya? He does so many averes. And Reb Pinchas says, I'll tell you this story. A few years ago, there was a chassan and a kala that were supposed to get married here in Austria. And the chassan was promised by the family of the kala that they will buy him a new talis, which is the minhag, the custom, that when a chassan gets married, the kala is the one that buys him a beautiful new talis. And this chassan never got a talis. And the chuppah was that day, and he says, I'm letting get a talis. And they had promised me a talis. But they didn't have any money. They were very poor, so they couldn't afford to buy him a talis. So the chassan said, well, if there's no talis, I'm not going to the chuppah. I'm not going to get married. She's going to be stuck. And so the people started begging him, the chassan, to please go to the chuppah. We'll try to fundraise. We're going to ask people to give money and we're going to buy you talis after the chassan, after the wedding. Don't hold up the chuppah because of this. And he said, no. I am very insulted. I was promised a talis and I wasn't given the talis. I'm not going to the chuppah. Oy, there was so much trouble now. Everybody was waiting. The kala was waiting. The kala was crying. What's going on? Why do I have to wait? What's wrong with this chassan? And Reb Pinchas Korzer saw what was happening. He said, oi, I got to act quickly. I'm going to make sure I'm getting a talis quickly. And he went, Reb Pinchas tells the story to Reb Yehuda. I went around from door to door. It was late at night already. The chuppah was going to be very late. But they got delayed, so it was very late. I'm going knocking on doors, ask people to give money. And I came to, I saw that most people, their houses were already dark. You couldn't get in, people went to sleep. But I saw one light coming from a little shop. And I went over, I saw it was the tailor. He's still working. I said to the tailor, listen, I came to fundraise to help a couple getting married because the chassan didn't get his talis and he doesn't want to get married without the talis. So the tailor gave me, he said, okay, half a ruble. So I said, okay, I'll go to the next person, till I get enough money. But as I'm leaving the shop where the tailor was sitting, and I was rather opening the door, ready to leave, the tailor calls me back. He says to me, Rebbe, I have a question for you. If I give you the money for the whole talis, will I go to Olam Haba? Can you promise me I'll go to Olam Haba for doing such a big mitzvah, to help a chassan and kala? The Pinchas Korzer says, I told him yes. I promise you'll go to Olam Haba. Said Reb Pinchas, I wanted to see what's going to happen at the Levaya. When he died, a few years later he died, and I said, I want to go to the Levaya because I promised him he'll go to Olam Haba for doing this amazing mitzvah. So I wanted to see what's going to happen at the Levaya. No, Reb Pinchas Korzer was a big tzaddik. He could see malachim, he could see good malachim, bad malachim, he could see spiritual things. Right? He was a big tzaddik. So he said, I want to go to Levaya to see what's going to happen. Not just what's going to happen with the people that are there, with the malachim that come to the Levaya, and those that are in charge of, you know, taking care of this person. And when a person dies, malachim come and take the neshama to the Bezdin Shalmaila, to the Bezdin Mishamayim. So I wanted to see what's going to happen. So I went to the Levaya and I saw they had wrapped him in a talis. You know, when a person dies, if it's a man, you take his talis that he davened in, and they put him, They wrap him in the talus. That's how they bury the person. So they wrapped him in the talus, and I saw that because of the talus and the tzitzis, because of the talus, it was protecting him. And the bad malachim that wanted to grab the neshama and take it to and punish him, they couldn't get to him because the talus was stopping them. But I saw that the bad malachim was standing in front of him, in front of the Levi, where people were carrying him, the body, they were carrying him. And in front of it, there were these bad malachim hanging around. So I decided to walk in front of the coffin, in front of the bed where the dead person was, the tailor. And I drove away all the bad malachim. And he said, this is to show how great it is to do one mitzvah. Sometimes the one mitzvah is very hard. To give 16 rubles was a lot of money. But the tailor did it anyways. And in that schus, he went straight to Olam Haba.